Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Rezivik Hogun B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue talking about Chazaka, this concept that we can rely on our last known status of any given thing. So the Mishnah tells us, Amanich Peres Lias Mafer Shalein Trumu Meisres, Ma Yus Lias Mafer Shalein Meisr Sheni. A person who left produce in a particular area in order to be able to use it for Truma and Meisr, or he left money in order to use it for Chil of Meisr Sheni. So let's just pause for a second. We have our guy, we're going to call him Ruvain. He travels all over the place, and often the produce, the fruits and vegetables he's given to eat don't have the necessary trumas and maaser separated from them. So he has to do that right now. And he has two different options. Either he could cut a piece off and use that as truma and maaser, or he can have designated produce in his house. He has a special drawer or cabinet or pantry that has produce that's meant for truma and maaser, or he has money in a drawer and that's meant for chil of maaser sheni. All he does is say, whatever necessary trumas and maasers have to be separated from this produce in front of me should be in that fruit that I have at home. And then once he gets home, he takes some of that fruit and he gives it as truma and maaser. And it's the same thing for the money. So that's what this fellow did in the Mishnah. Mafer Shalein B'cheska Shein Kayamin, he could separate Truma and Meiser, assuming that it's still there and nothing happened to it. It didn't become wormy, it didn't spoil, and that the money's still there. No one used it to buy ice cream at the store. That's because we could go based off of our last known Chazaka. However, Im Avdu, if it turns out that it was lost, it was ruined, he came home after his business trip and he finds that there's no more produce or it got spoiled or ruined, something happened. So then, Hareza Chashmeis La'es, the Rebbelezer Ben Shemua. Rebbelezer Ben Shemua says he has to be Chashesh for the past 24-hour period, that's when they got ruined, and therefore, if he still has produce with him, then he relied on the produce at home for their Truma and Meiser, so he's not allowed to eat that produce until he separates Truma and Meiser again. Now, Rabbi Yehuda just clarifies, there's three times throughout the year, a person has to check his wine to make sure that it didn't spoil. This is obviously talking about a barrel of wine that he set to the side, that he's going to use that for Truma and Meiser, for any other wine that he's going to be drinking throughout his travels, and again, he has to just check to make sure that this wine didn't spoil. Number one, Bidakim Shel Matzei HaChag, when the eastern wind blows, Matzei Sukkis, that's a time that it often spoils. Ubaitza Smadar, when grapes that are growing on the vine become smadar, that's when the flower falls off and the little hard green balls start growing. And Ubishas Kinesis Mayim Abaisar, when the water starts gathering in the Baisar, this is referring to a later stage in the grape's development. That's when juice actually starts making its way into the grapes. They're developed much more. During these three times, he has to check his wine to make sure it didn't spoil. And moving on to Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph, we'll go back to talking about Gittin. This time we're going to be learning about being Mevatel, canceling a get. So the Mishnah says, Ashleich get l'ishtoi v'igia b'shliach. A man sent to get his wife, and he bumped into the shliach. Aisha shalach achrav shliach, or he sent a shliach after him. V'amr lo'i, and he told him, get shemsati l'cha batal hu, the get that I gave you is batal, it's canceled, it's nullified. Hariz a batal, it's batal. And the chiddush over here is that even if he just happened to have bumped into the shliach, he wasn't looking for him, he just chanced upon him in the street, and he said, the get that I gave you is batal. We rely on the fact that the husband's actually serious, and he's not just trying to play around, and the get is actually batal. Furthermore, kadametzel ishtoi, let's say he managed to get to his wife before the shliach did, or he sent a shliach directly to the wife, v'amrulani told her, get shalachti lach batal hu. The get that I sent you is batal. So when the fellow comes and hands it to you, you don't have to be afraid, you're not divorced. Hare a batal, so it's batal. However, im mishehi gia get liyada, if he tried to mevatel it once it already got to her, shoveni yachal mevatel, he can't be mevatel it then. And the chiddush over here is that even if we saw him running around all hectic trying to find the shliach or trying to catch a train or cab to get his wife to mevatel it and he missed it, we don't say it's obvious he wanted to mevatel the get, so we're just going to say it's batel. It's not considered batel because the get arrived at his wife before he had a chance to mevatel it, and therefore she's considered divorced. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.